You're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast. Yes, Fran Kelly with you on this Wednesday, the 17th of August. Let's get the news headlines now from James Carlton.
Yes, Fran, an Australian businessman has appeared in an American court accused of carrying out the bomb hoax on Sydney teenager Madeleine Pulver. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the French President Nicolas Sarkozy have proposed several measures to strengthen the euro and to attempt to end the debt crisis in the eurozone. And a week after credit rating downgrade by Standard & Poor's rating agency, the Fitch, the rating agency, has confirmed the United States' AAA credit rating, but warning that the US is falling behind its AAA-rated peers. British MPs have released a letter from the News of the World's former royal reporter alleging widespread phone hacking went on at the paper and the bosses knew all about it. The Australian federal government is considering its biggest water buyback in the Murray-Darling Basin, involving the purchase of 11 properties in the southern end of the system. About 70,000 sheep have been stuck in a ship now at Port Adelaide for 8 days after the live export vessel had to return with mechanical problems. The only company in Australia which manufactures solar panels is shutting down its operations in Sydney's west. The New South Wales government is being blamed. And the head of the Immigration Department says MPs should look into the issue of self-harm and mandatory detention. He says he'd prefer more community-based detention.
Thanks very much, James.